BMW Mobile.
And yourself?
I'm doing all right. A little stiff this morning, getting moving for some reason. Moving in. I don't know. Something got me stiffed up.
Sleeping on you, was she?
That's what I accuse her of while I'm sleeping.
Getting you up and just saying she accidentally did it.
I keep waking up with bruises on me, so that's what I give her a hard time about it, but she won't admit to it.
It's for today.
Really? It's kind of one of those days. Let's just see how it goes.
We got, what is it? Susan's, I guess it's Christmas party, employee appreciation party over there in Greenville tonight.
Had Thanksgiving yet.
Booked in there ahead of time, you know, that's why they're kind of calling it a employee appreciation. He rents out a place, it's some kind of, you know, it's like a gaming place over there on Congaree. I can't think of the name, but it's got, you know, bowling alleys and the little locked rooms where you try to get out of them and all kinds of things like that.
Yeah, I know where you're talking about, but I don't know the name of it either. You got big plans at work today?
It's regular under the radar stuff. I don't have any projects coming up. I think we got a few next year coming up, but nothing right now.
Yeah, I just like for things to go along like normal for a little while, so we can get back in the swing of things and act like like we used to, I guess.
Yeah, sure. And it'd be nice to get back to some kind of normal and not what they're thinking is new normal, because that definitely ain't normal.
Sure, but I don't think we'll ever get there. I don't think we'll ever get back to what we had almost 2 years ago. Too many people scared to death.
Really right about that. They were going to have New Year's Eve party up there in Times Square, but you had to be fully vaccinated to go. And it's like, yeah, what are you going to do if, 50,000 people unvaccinated show up? You're going to be overwhelmed, right?
Dividing the country is vaxxed and unvaxxed. And you're right down the middle, pretty much.
Well, something I didn't think about, you know, they're doing that, you know, that infrastructure bill or whatever and that, but I bet you half of the money is buying stuff from China.
At least half of that is, not more.
In America, they put in there you couldn't buy anything from China with it to build back better.
Here, let's do it all in America this side or the other, but, you know, what are we going to do about getting them to work? We are job shortage right now, or employee shortage, not job shortage, where you can't get people to go to work. So, I mean, how are we going to make it in America?
Well, you're just going to have to cut off all that darn social assistance to where you just, you know what I mean, where you're going to have to work.
But I just don't see it happening. I see them handing out more and more because they think that's what gets them votes, and it does. People just follow right along because they got a free ride.
The new GM truck, and the electric truck or whatever. And, they're putting 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, and they're calling it a Hummer.
Saying this since the day electric cars came out when I was still working in the dealerships. And they're not going to be feasible because of the pollution that they cause. Nobody's thinking about the power plant that's powering them up. or the diesel generators or whatever's charging them, solar, can't keep up, wind can't keep up. And then on top of that, you got to find a way to get rid of those batteries, which is more toxic than driving a normal car down the road.
Catches on fire or something, you know what I mean? Because it makes it that much harder to put out, and it makes it, you know, dangerous to do anything with it. Like you said, it's probably, you know, you either got gasoline, you know, running them, or you got a power plant running them, so that's probably a wash. And then, you know, you, like you said, you got the batteries you got to get rid of. So, I mean, it's actually probably worse than the gas cars.
They are, if you take all that into account.
You know, millions of dollars putting in charging stations that'll probably never take off.
I don't know. I've argued that side of it since the day I've seen electric cars come out, and can't get people to realize that they think it's better because somebody with more education told them it was.
Is tell them you can't do the electric vehicle until you figure out what you can do with the battery.
Well, nobody's even working on getting rid of those right now or how to dispose of them.
You have to dig a big hole and bury them in the ground somewhere than that, but nobody wants it in their backyard.
Well, then also, your wind turbines, look at how toxic the blades are and how bad they are for the environment when they have to destroy them. They just dig a pit and bury them in it.
Why is that? I mean, isn't it just a big metal plate?
No, sir. The material it's made out of is toxic.
That, like some kind of carbon fiber type something? Really light?
Some man-made material, something. I can't remember what it was. I just remember having to dig a pit and burying them because they were so toxic and nothing to do with them.
Over in Europe, they were having, you know, they went into a lot of wind, but they were having issues because it couldn't keep up, you know, on a non-windy day.
Well, look at what happened in Texas last year, last winter. That was a perfect example of wind and solar right there. It couldn't keep up.
And everything, and then all the solar panels and that. I know our plant down there took a big hit.
Oh, I think solar and wind are a good backup to keep from using so much of everything else, but it can't be the primary.
It's like having a flashlight, you know, to use when the power goes out. That's about all it's good for.
It has a place, and but technology is not to the place where we can do away with coal-fired power plants or propane or natural gas. You know, that they're still going to have to be the primary use.
Never, them electric cars will never take off in our lifetime. You know, not like the other ones. They're so expensive, and you'll just never get anybody to do it. And I mean, you'll have it all the way up into the, you know, the end of the year 2022 or something.
Talking about all cars being electric by 2030 or 2040, somewhere right around there. I can't remember what year exactly, but they're making a push for that now.
Nicole, they were showing about the new boats. They were wind powered. I think they did that back in the 1600s, didn't they?
Were you there? Hey, Ken, can you hit the 147.285 repeater?
Where's that at? I may have it programmed in here.
I'm not exactly sure where it's at, but I can hit it all the way through my dead spot. Nice and clear. So I didn't know if you could hit it or not.
Let it in here. What is it? 147, what?
147.285. And it has no tone, so if you can dial it up on your VFO, your radio should take care of it.
Hold on. 147.285.